John, what is it?
A quick comment about the telco room, the air conditioning sort of thing. The finance committee was talking about this the other day, and essentially informal opinions from several members of the finance committee is it could be done for a lot less money. And so one would hope that we explore alternatives to cool the telco room, but for a lot less than $20,000. And number two, the finance committee also, if I was supposed to bring forward together as a representative of the finance committee, a motion that came out of the finance committee to basically ask management to give a prior review to any expenditures $5,000 or more with regard to.
That's not back here, actually, John. There was a standing motion on this to correct that.
But anyway, just to reiterate the point, essentially the listeners would really like to have prior knowledge of expenditures of more than $5,000, so we give some input to the process, because it may be that, for example, it might be a listener that has an air conditioner they could donate, for example, and it would be a shame to spend $20,000 and we get an air conditioner for free. So we just like to ask for complete transparency in this regard, and prior review to make sure the LSD and listeners know about these sorts of things. So because money is tight, and we're smart. That's all.
Are there any more questions now for our general manager?
I was on the
back. I'm sorry, we have until you said an agent of the folding right now.
I think we have one question. Thank you. I'd like to say very quickly, one, thank you, Sean, for your report and for putting it so concise so that everybody will actually read it. I want people to understand the magnitude of what's left on the table each year. We're talking about literally $1 million left on the table this year from unfulfilled pledges. $1 million. Now, if we end up spending $30,000, $50,000 on getting some of this money back, and if we manage to get half of that money back, it costs about $500,000 for a $30,000 to $50,000 investment. That is great if we can do that. But I also would like to find out, if there is a percentage, is it just an hourly space, or is there a percentage contractually that will eventually be put on the table? And I also would like to give these professionals an opportunity, but I also would like to say, if we give them an opportunity and they're doing great and we think that we can somehow mirror that, what they're doing with our listeners, even if we lost a little bit of that revenue, we would be happy with that. It would mean that money would be going to our listeners and it would be going to our volunteers and check within our camp. If it's going to make a big difference at a time like this, and we're talking about maybe $100,000 or something like that, then no, I want the professors to bring money in so we can stay above water. I would also like to say that I want to support what Ian said, is that sometimes when these things happen, as ugly as they are, it is an opportunity for some great radio. And we can actually, if we can actually get people on both sides, a balance of the panel, and have that debate.
Thank you, Ron. For the comment thing, I would take the advice of our listeners and this board seriously. This is on this report to inform you that I'm considering this, planning this. If I was sidestepping anything or being vague, it wouldn't be on the report. So I will take my concern before I do I will make sure that the listeners and our board have the same information I Okay. And I want to also, there was a question of being masters and things and things. I think it was about the general manager on here. I have not taken. Okay. I have not found that down. If you could help me find it, I would like to hear it.
So the audio.
I looked and I couldn't find it.
Okay.
But I'll look at the name.
I want to respond to Maria's question. The policy for posting meetings and committee meetings is that they're supposed to be noticed at least 1 week ahead of time. It's the duty of the secretariat. Right now, Sherry Goodman, sitting over there, and myself have done it whenever we find out about a meeting, we'll post it as often in as many places as possible. We do have a card running right now for the secretary, and as you heard, we have even approved a stipend for the secretary. We've got responses. We also have a banner on the front page of the site announcing the positions for secretary and treasurer. But there's also a KPFK Yahoo list. I believe Leslie runs it. Maybe you could get your name added to the announcement of meeting list so you can email even now.
That can't be done, Ollie. It is a closed list.
Oh, I didn't know.
Member here on.
And what is it for me?
The Yahoo list?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
But yes.
Okay, let's try it.
A KPFK LSD underscore announcement.
at a Yahoo group open to any member of the public to subscribe. It's one way with so that people can get meeting announcements via email. It's specifically designed for that and an operation.
Maybe that's
not true. Okay, I just wanted to suggest that before anybody has any complaints about anything that was said on the air, and that they should not be responded to with anything but showing the transcript of what you heard. And before you respond to anything, whether it's the Jewish Journal or anyone else, what an article said or didn't say, that you require the date and time of the show and the transcript of what the offending remarks were exactly quoted, with the context as well. And then you should listen to it after that.
Okay, yes, you have to. You have to make a quarter. We only have 57 minutes left for this meeting. I think we should announce the date time for the next meeting and quickly as possible adjourn for the closed session. Can I amend my remarks? Unless it's not archived and accessible to the person who's complaining. And the original remarks, and then all of the fungi comments that happened, everything we archive, and not just at the web app discretion, which audio gets archived and which doesn't. Yes. Comments, and so on. And there's all kinds of stuff edited out. Yes.
Order.
All of the archives.
Great. Do you know the date and time of the
election? Well, yeah, I can tell you in a minute. The next meeting will be on Tuesday, the third Tuesday of the month, right? So in April, the third Tuesday is the 21st.
April 21st.
Point of order. Do we have the item of the LSP report that lists this? If we don't make a decision, it's not going to happen.
Can we move to take this item up at briefly at the end of our executive session?
Why don't we take up now in 2 minutes?
Are you talking about the date being April the 1st because that gives us the most time to work with this meeting?
Right. All right, so the objection
to April 1st? No, I was taking that for a long time.
Yes,
all right, I think that we ought to at least decide on the, before we go into executive session, we ought to decide on the stipend for the secretary. My recollection of the, because we can't go on with in this ad hoc kind of manner. If we don't do it now, we aren't going to do it at all today. There are several proposals on the table. My recollection was it was $125 out of government's commit, that was government. That was Rico's recollection.
I was not government, so.
No, but you guys proposed $50.
And it went up to $100 at the last meeting. All I'm saying is it keeps adding money at every meeting. So I don't care. I'm just saying take it down and have it
cut. How much money would you like?
$75.
He can be acceptable to that.
Okay. Wait, no, we can't. Not right now. First of all, we haven't closed the announcements yet on for secretary because he may want to come here. So he is not our secretary.
We're not making him permanent, but we will pay him when he does the work.
Right. He's doing a good job, so we don't get any better.
If we don't need to get
any better. I'm going to make him.
So are you talking about per meeting, per month? What is the rate for a meeting?
Let me finish. I can agree with you. Let me finish. And also, are we talking about executive session as well as open session? Those are my two separate questions.
Right.
I'd like to have answers.
Open session.
Just regular
session. That's a flat number.
Substitute motion or amendment, depending on how you want to look at it.
Go ahead.
Instead of paying per meeting, because sometimes we have multiple meetings in a month, but we pay it per month, because otherwise the board would get hot.
Exactly.
Can I have a substitute motion?
Wait a minute. You've got
The Governance Committee reports that we recommend $125 per meeting, and I so move. That's the motion that's on the table.
Well, I
and there's a substitute.
And my committee is really recommending 50 per month. So we're going to get modest. I feel a little
bit. Can make a little substitute motion?
What's wrong with $75?
I move as a substitute or an amendment to Ian's substitute or whatever, right. Doug said that he wanted $50, so why don't we start with $50 and see if we can get anybody else that wants to do it if Doug doesn't at some point want to do it. If, well, it's virtually volunteer, but Kevin's doing that. It's always been free to do that, and why not $50? He's willing to do anything.
I really respect the work you've done in the doing and you're very generous offer, but I would like to move that we table this until our next meeting because we have on the air now solicitations of somebody to do it as a volunteer. And I'm not saying that this is inappropriate or wrong or a bad idea. I would just like to see that, you know, who we can get to volunteer and who, if there is indeed anyone interested in volunteering. Again, you know, I wish them $50, I wish them
$150. Thank you.
The station is after my quarter of the LC has to be leader then, and that's why I'm going to table this for an
Okay, let's take a 10-minute break.
Right. I removed the button.